Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we are studying the subject of trusting God. It's a subject you could say your life depends upon. Throughout the Word of God, we are instructed in a command form to trust in the Lord. Psalm 62, verse 8 tells us, "Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us." Psalm 115 says, "O Israel, trust in the Lord." Isaiah 26:4 says, "Trust in the Lord forever." Psalm 37 exhorts us to trust in the Lord and do good. And Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, a most familiar verse, tells us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding. We are told throughout Scripture to trust in the Lord. This word trust in English comes from a Hebrew word batach, which is found in the Old Testament 103 times, and it's a word that means to confide in so as to be secure without fear. God wants us to be so trusting in Him, we are secure without fear in every area of life, because our trust is not in ourself, our trust is not in our circumstances, our trust is not in how good the economy is doing, our trust is not in any external factor, but it is in the Lord. You could call it the eternal factor. Trusting God is a commandment for the life of a believer, not an option. And yet the rewards of trusting God are innumerable. We are told in Psalm 34, "Blessed is the man who trusts in Him." Psalm 28 tells us, "My heart trusted in Him, and I am helped." Blessings are promised to the person who trusts God. Help is promised to the person who trusts God. In Nahum 1:7, we find out that the person who trusts God is known by God. You will be intimately known by God because of your trust in Him. It says, "The Lord knows those who trust in Him." There's a promise of spiritual inheritance for the person who trusts God. Isaiah 57:13 tells us, "He who puts his trust in the Lord shall possess the land and shall inherit His holy mountain." Psalm 91 gives us a very clear picture that the person who trusts in the Lord will receive supernatural protection for his physical situation. Psalm 125 tells us that the person who trusts in God shall not be moved. "Those who trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion," it reads, "which cannot be moved, but abides forever." The rewards of trusting God are innumerable. It covers every area of life: your emotional happiness, your physical situation, the blessings in your life, your health, protection, finances. Every area is covered in the person who trusts in God. God wants you to be able to trust in Him, to be secure and without fear. That's God's will for your life. And yet many believers struggle with this very basic issue of trusting God. How does a person get to the place in life where they have an abiding, deep, strong trust in God? The Apostle Paul gives us a beautiful picture of this in 2 Timothy 1, verse 12. It says this, "For this reason I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that He is able to guard what I have entrusted to Him until that day." The Weymouth translation puts it this way, For I know in whom I have trusted, and I am confident that he is able to keep what I have entrusted to him until that day. Paul the Apostle had made a commitment to the Lord. He had entrusted his life to God. And when you make a commitment where you entrust something precious to someone, and that person keeps your trust will grow. It's a very simple illustration of a bank. When a person goes and entrusts his or her money to a bank, initially there may be a few concerns when you make that first deposit, but after days and weeks and months and years go by, and that money is still safely in that bank, and you can withdraw it whenever you please, and there's no difficulty in obtaining the money that you've entrusted into that bank. The bank hasn't closed, and your money is still safe and secure in that place. Your trust level grows, but it didn't start out at that same level of a deep abiding trust. There was first an entrusting to the bank before the trust level grew. With God, it is a similar situation. Paul the Apostle said, "For I know in whom I have trusted, and I am confident that he is able to keep what I have entrusted to him." If you will make a decision to entrust to God every single area of your life, whether it's your health, your family, your emotions, your marriage, your children, your job situation, your finances, your relationships with your in-laws, whatever it may be, when you make a decision of your heart and a commitment to entrust to God a certain area of your life, and you do not go and keep taking it back, it would be like the person going to that bank every other day because they're so nervous the bank's going to close, and though they first put the money in the bank, they went and took it right back out. That's not the type of commitment I'm talking about. I'm talking about a solid commitment to the Lord of every area of your life, and you entrust those areas one by one to God, you will find after you make that commitment and that entrusting to God those precious things in your life, your trust level will grow. There will become a deep and an abiding trust in your heart because you've made a step of faith to entrust to God those things most precious to you. God has said about himself that he cannot lie, and that is the essence of his character. He is trustworthy, and he never changes, and God does not go back on his word. God can be trusted, and yet trust requires a release of something precious into the hands of God. It takes it out of your hands where you can touch it and taste it and see it and smell it, out of the sense realm where you can be sure of it in the natural, and you place it into the hands of God where you no longer have that surety of the sense realm, and yet it is more secure in that place than in your hands. Martin Luther once made this comment, "God our Father has made all things depend on faith so that whoever has faith will have everything, and whoever does not have faith will have nothing." Your trusting God or your faith in God for every area of your life will result in you having everything from God. But without making that commitment of trust to God, you will have nothing. Or you could say you'll only be able to have the things that you can hold in your hand. God wants you to have much more than that. The blessings of trusting God are innumerable, but they don't come to the person who holds tightly to things in this world. They come to the person who releases into the hands of God everything of this world. In Psalm 56, verse 3, David made an interesting statement that seems to be a conflicting statement when he said, "When I am afraid, I will put my trust in thee." Many times people struggle with the issue of trusting God because their mind argues about it. There's fear in their mind, you could say. Fear puts pressure on the soulish realm of a person. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. Fear will come and pressure that part of you. And yet in your spirit man, where you are born again, where God's spirit resides, there is a deep abiding trust. And yet, like King David in Psalm 56, you have to be able to say, when I am afraid or when I am pressured with fear not to trust God, I will still put my trust in Him. That's the person who makes the step of committing or entrusting to God every area of life, even when the pressure to fear and to be anxious and to not trust is at hand. You can still have an abiding trust in God, even when there's a war going on in your soul or in your mind. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying this issue of trusting God. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to trust God and have a victorious week. Hi, thanks for listening today. I would like to invite you to prayerfully consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. We call our partners supply keepers. In the Old Testament, the supply keeper was the one that maintained and distributed the material supplies needed by the soldiers who were going out to the front lines of battle. Our supply keepers help us broadcast the gospel around the world. We are currently broadcasting our program in Russia, in Europe, in North Africa, in the South Pacific, and Australia, and we are longing to expand into the Middle East and to all of Asia. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS or email us through our website and let us know that you'd like to become a supply keeper, helping to disciple the nations before the return of our Lord.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.